Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe.
Right.
Switching from food to cocktails. What's a holidays without cocktails? It gets you through all your relatives. Domaine du Canton. I'm terrible at pronunciation,
I
took French, is a ginger liqueur. And the CEO, John Cooper, is with us. John, thanks so much for joining us on Taking Stock.
Thanks for having me.
And, how do you?
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. How do you pronounce it?
Domaine du Canton.
How did you get started in this business?
So I come from a family business in the spirits industry, and I was working for my family and went to business school. I came out with some fresh ideas and decided to branch out on my own and start a liqueur and start a company.
And what made you, John, this is Kenny Polcari, what made you branch out to ginger liqueur? Because I think it's honestly, until she brought it into me, I'd never even realized it was such a product. So tell me a little bit about how you decided to come up with a ginger liqueur.
Well, ginger is really one of the fundamental classic flavors in making cocktails. And so when I was, when I was thinking about what to do, I didn't want to be a Me Too, come out with another vodka or gin or something like that. And, I just thought there was a real need for, this type of product. But little did I know, developing it was pretty complicated. Right. It actually got me to Asia and, got me to Vietnam and really from ground up had to develop how to make this type of liqueur.
We have the cocktail in front of us, and it's absolutely delicious. Can you explain a little bit more about it?
Courtney, you got to tell me which one is in front of you. There's so many.
Because we have, it's the Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush is one of our most popular cocktails. It's basically using Domaine du Canton as the base, and then marrying that with some lemon juice and some bourbon. And it's real easy to make. It almost makes bourbon taste like a margarita. I mean, it's almost too easy to drink. But it's one of those sort of classic, twists on sort of almost like a Manhattan. You could call it a ginger Manhattan. We call it the Gold Rush.
Right. Now, tell me something. How much success have you had with ginger liqueur? Have you seen, talk to me a little bit about even getting the word out there, because like I said, until I sat here today, I didn't even know that it existed.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're not a big company, but, the flavor profile is, like I said, very, very useful and versatile for making cocktails. So if you're serious about cocktails, whether you're a bartender or a mixologist or just somebody serious about making, cocktails at home, you're going to look for us there's just a lot you can do with Domaine du Canton, whether it's, a spiced eggnog or, like a holiday punch, a ginger holiday punch, or like the Gold Rush, which is one of our more popular cocktails.
Hey, John, this is downtown Josh Brown. I'm about 4 or 5 glasses in, and I got to tell you, I love it. So what do people eat with, what cuisine would you pair with it? Obviously, Asian cuisines come to mind, but where do you think this belongs in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, tonight, I'm in the car right now driving home with my stone crabs in the back. We're going to make, we're going to make probably some Gold Rushes up tonight and pair it with stone crabs. I mean, I'm not really one for, setting the rules in terms of what you have to drink with a certain type of food, or at least, a Domaine du Canton cocktail.
Right.
I think it's really about the holiday spirit and, it just depends on what you want to do with your
it's delicious. We have no food in front of us
because Kenny forgot to bring it.
I forgot to bring it. John, listen, I get it. As I'm sitting here and I'm sipping on this, in my mind I envision sitting in front of the fireplace with a roaring fire going, or coming in off the ski slopes, or coming in from a cold winter day. Because as I drink it, I can almost feel the warmth as it you know, as I sip it, right? My body feels warm. It just feels kind of cozy, right?
Yep. You know, if you drink more, you'll feel even
cooler. Yes, I'm afraid, but I need to drive home myself, so I have to be careful.
Domain de Canton CEO John Cooper, happy holidays. Thanks for joining us.
Listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.